What we're intending to do is to join workers across the whole of the New Zealand economy and to make sure that none of them are abandoned to this new law and unable to get a fair deal. So if we see the meat workers not being able to settle the collective, then the nurses will support them, then the pilots will support them, then the teachers will support them. We're not going to leave groups of workers strung out by this very, very bad law.
That was Helen Kelly a couple of weeks ago talking to Breakfast TV's Alison Pugh. And you're listening to a Tertiary Update podcast with me, Stephen Day. Helen is the President of the Council of Trade Unions, or CTU, the national body of unions that the TU belongs to. I was interested in what Helen meant when she said workers would join together so as not to leave each other strung out by this bad law. So this week, I went to ask her for more detail. The bad law she's referring to is the recent government amendments to the Employment Relations Act, changes that will make it harder for unions to negotiate collective agreements and easier for employers to reduce pay and working conditions. Helen and the CTU are not taking this law change lying down, though. They've got a plan to get union members in towns and cities supporting neighbouring workers for fair pay rises, no matter where they work or what, if any, union they belong to.
There are union members everywhere. And if you put bargaining on top of that, there'll be bargaining everywhere, because actually that's what unions do, we collectively bargain. And so the idea is to get workers within a region, say if everybody's bargaining within the next 8 months, to get those delegates together, to get them talking about their claims, to do some activities together, driving up wages, and we are running a New Zealand Needs a Pay Rise type campaign.
Yeah.
And then when we do see a group of workers where the government's law, you know, allowing employers to walk away from the bargaining and not conclude, where we do see that happening, people will understand that. They'll go, right, okay, that university, we know them, they've been to our meeting. This is totally unfair. It's an attack on collective bargaining, and we're going to back them and organise activities together to push that employer over the line towards a settlement.
Helen says the core of the campaign is workers in a town or city meeting together and sharing their stories with each other before they start negotiating with their employers. Two examples of a successful campaign by union members to protect their fellow workers were the employment dispute on Auckland Wharves and the AFCO meat workers lockout, both in 2012.
Well, the Wharfies and the AFCO workers are a really good example of how, you know, they were carried across the line by the workers of this country who are in unions, both of them, and the outpouring of support was incredible. And, you know, the TEU members adopted families and the meat workers and made sure they were fed, and the Wharfies had 8,000 Aucklanders marching in support of their, plight and their desire to have a collective agreement. So we've shown we can do it.
Yeah.
Our strength is not in the TEU membership or the PSA membership or the EPMU membership. Our strength is in the 360,000 workers that belong to unions who are only divided by some sort of default system we've designed up. The reality is they've all got some very, very common interests.
Yeah.
And the strength is in them all working together as one.
While that seems like exactly the sort of solidarity you would expect of unions, it's not as common as we might wish. Our employment law places tight restrictions on union members' ability to take industrial action. However, Helen says that when union members come together, they will always find ways to support each other.
There might be joint opportunities for industrial action across the community. It is about lifting the profile and putting pressure on these employers, either through industrial action, but also through pickets and demonstrations and, you know, all the traditional social media type campaigns. And what you'll find, what we found with the election campaign was when we got delegates together, oh, my sister works there, or, you know, I've got a niece that's working in that same place. We also intend to use it to drive up union membership in new workplaces in those regions where workers start to say, oh, something going on in this town. People are joining together, fighting for a pay increase. We'd like one of those. So I think there's lots of opportunities. We're trialling it, testing it, playing with it. But I think the idea that we will stick together and not allow this absolute breach of international law around collective agreements to affect those that are prepared to collectively bargain is a good strategy.
Helen says the campaign will start with some strategic employer targets, but it will also start from the premise that New Zealanders deserve a pay rise. So all employers need to be on notice that they could face the entire union movement if they try to misuse the new employment law.
We're going to try some strategic areas. We're not going to try and bite off more than we can chew, you know, in terms of getting workers together and discussing that. But if there was an opportunity that came up that was very important, so we saw a big workplace where, you know, Auckland University always comes to mind, doesn't it, when you think about these things? But say, for example, there was an employer saying we're not going to conclude bargaining, we might just say, actually, we're shifting our campaign priority to that area for now because that is, a risk and an opportunity, and we'll develop it.
This new campaign is one that Helen says has a place for people who are not union members too. The link between workers, union members and non-union members is the push for a pay rise. Last year, 57% of New Zealanders got a pay rise, but 98% of union members got a pay rise.
If you go into a town and wages are an issue, which we know they are, and people can see a solution, an opportunity to participate and to fight back against what is a trajectory of, you know, driving down terms and conditions, we will build into that campaign the opportunity for them to do that, to participate. And so, as I say, you know, we don't know the region, so I don't want to preempt that, but say we do something in Hamilton and we see there's a whole lot of bargaining going on and there's a whole lot of union members and there's some strategic new sites where there are no members, I guarantee when we get those union members together, they will have contacts into those new sites. My uncle works there, my niece works there, they're concerned, let's get them together. So we'll be trying to build a recruitment strategy onto the campaign, but also the general living wage type campaign across the whole community. This Hamilton needs a pay rise, Nelson needs a pay rise. Type approach, we think, will generate new interest from new workers. And, look, non-members are not non-members, actually. They're potential members, and for many of them, they have no choice, but there is no union. There is no union for farm workers. There is no union for a lot of call centre workers. So we should welcome them in.
That was Helen Kelly, CDU President, outlining a campaign to bring workers together within their cities and towns, no matter what their job. And that's our podcast for another week. As well as hearing from Helen Kelly, you have been listening to me, Stephen Day, TEU's Communication Officer. The music on this podcast is Nikoko by Soteski, and the first clip of Helen Kelly was from TVNZ's Breakfast Show.